We say good morning to our science expert, Dan Riskin. Okay, you have another story today about effectively chicken whispering?
Yes, it turns out that people are better than you might expect at determining how happy a chicken is from the noises it makes. And I'm happy to say I have brought some chicken noises with me this morning. So I'm going to play two clips of chicken sounds, and I want you to tell me which one's the happy chickens and which one is the sad chicken. So let's, if Nick would be so kind as to play the first one, go ahead, Nick.
Okay,
it's so funny. That's the first one, and here's the second one.
Huh. Okay.
John, which one was happy and which one was sad?
I would go for the first clip, that was a happy chicken.
You, sir, are a chicken whisperer, as are any listeners. Yeah, the chickens are happy that you got it right, so that, as you can hear. This study makes me scratch my head. I mean, they published it in a scientific paper, but that's basically what it comes down to. 194 people listened to clips like the one you just listened to, and they said to people, are these happy chickens or are they frustrated chickens? And the way they recorded the sounds, by the way, is they were giving some of the chickens food, and they were happy about it, and some of the chickens they were withholding food from, not starving them, but just like the chickens came expecting food, and they weren't getting food, and they were frustrated, and they made noises. So that's how they got those two different kinds of sounds. And the big statement from the study is people can tell if chickens are happy or sad. I don't think that's worthy of a scientific paper. I kind of thought we knew we could tell if animals were happy or sad from their noises, but nonetheless, they did publish it. They do say that it's very exciting because it means we could better understand, you know, in terms of taking care of chickens, we can use human ratings of the noises they're making as better indicators. And it also points to the fact that there's sort of a universal language among all animals that we can sort of understand about happy versus sad. But I think this was a little bit of a weird paper.